Hello.
I am so sorry about that. I hit a button, hit the wrong button, and it booted all of us out. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay, for today, I just kept on typing and inputting while I was dialing you back.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that email appointment make it to you? Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
It did. I can see your reply already. Thank you, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That looks good. I'm just doing a little bit of double checking here on my own notes, make sure I got everything right. Okay. Okay, your website address in there. That looks good. And then we want Clement. Ah, good thing I looked. I misspelled Clement in one place. For some reason, it seems like it should be an O-N-S. I had it spelled as E, should be O. All right, and then do you prefer phone, text, or email for us to contact you? Which is easier?
Email. That way I can look at it when I need to.
Perfect. And then for your Google business profile, I assume that's your home address and you probably prefer not to have it published.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to make a note here.
Hang on, let me ask them real quick, though.
Sure.
They can choose not to publish our home address as the business address so that people don't just show up.
Okay.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So it'll still show you on the map in that general neighborhood, so you're not, it's not like it's going to, throw it way over to Charlotte or something. It'll still show in your neighborhood, just not close enough that anyone could figure out where you lived. Google doesn't like people knowing your home address probably any more than you do. So we can omit it from there. All right, that looks good. All right, just a couple more notes and checklists on my end. We're actually getting close. So how long is your maternity leave, Chelsea?
6 weeks. I go back on the 29th.
Oh, well, so you got a little bit left then.
Yeah.
That's good. I know 6 weeks just doesn't seem hardly long enough, does it?
Well, I've been working since I was 15, so honestly, and I go to school too, so like I'm on summer break right now and maternity leave at the same time, and so it's like I just don't even know what to do with my day.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. You're a hard worker. I can understand that. I end up that way on long weekends. It's like I don't know what to do with myself. I come into work about 2 hours early. Because I love my job and it lets me get caught up on things. So it makes me nuts when I don't have stuff to do. And then Chelsea, I forgot to get your cell phone number from you.
It's 336-979-2345.
That's perfect. Thank you. Update that. Good. All right. That updated. Making sure everything looks good here. And so far, so good. All right. And then I'm also going to list you in our system as a do not call. That way, I don't know, you've probably gotten quite a few of these calls, not necessarily all from us, but I will put you as a do not call, so you won't get so many anymore.
Okay,
and then I'm going to just set up your subscription, make sure we've got all your discounts in there. And that we got you down to 199, correct?
It was
249, and then we did the associations, another 50. Perfect. Just double checking, make sure I got that right. All right, awesome. That looks good. It's always good when it does everything the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right, and then I'm ready for card info. So on the card, I've got Toby Lowe. Is the company name on there as well, or just Toby's first and last?
Just Toby's first and last.
Okay. And then the phone number attached to the account, I would assume, is his cell phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
then...
It's a joint account, so both of us are either phone number work.
Perfect. Okay. And then 374 Henderson Drive, Clemens, and there's misspelled again. Let's fix it. Clemens, North Carolina, 27012. And then is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Okay, and I'm ready for those digits when you are.
4737.
Okay.
0340.
Okay.
5669.
Mm-hmm.
3725.
Okay. And then the expiration, please.
0726.
All right. And then the security code.
459.
I'll update that, and then I'll send it through, and then... There's going to be another email on the way to you here in just a minute. I'll let you know when that goes through. It'll be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
And then when that one comes, about two or three sentences in, it says click here to accept. And that's actually going to be a duplicate, or I should say a written, and that is on its way now. A written version of the voice verification, which I'll read to you. So if you could click to accept, it'll ask you to type Toby's name. And then once you hit this, I think it's submit is how it reads, it'll take you to a login screen. Let me know when that happens. That means you're in the right place. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. And then, of course, it outlines what we're going to do for connection inspections. So to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, if you would please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Connection Inspections, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Toby Lowe, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on August 8th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your true flat monthly rate is a flat $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 8th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 8th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then did that email make it to you, and were you able to get to that login screen?
Hang on just a second.
Sure.
Okay, I just got the email.
Okay,
to access,
perfect.
Access your dashboard.
Yep, that's where you would have gotten. Well, let me see. Did it?
I'm on the login screen.
Okay, let me see if it's going to update over here. And you did the click to accept and then typed in Toby's name?
Hang on.
Might it?
So it doesn't give me an accept. It just says access. It has links. It says access your dashboard, schedule an appointment, live chat. So I click access my dashboard, and then it takes me to the login screen.
Okay. So let's see here. We might have had the wrong email. Double check if you would. This one will be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Two, three, and five. Okay. Okay, I've typed in his name.
Okay, and then is there an acceptor, something to send it through?
Confirm signature.
Perfect. And then it should take you to that login screen one more time.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me make sure that updated over here. Awesome, it did. You guys are all set. Congratulations. I am excited for you. I can't wait to watch this do the same thing for you as it did for my husband. It's going to be wonderful.
What is his login information?
Oh, good question. So they will give that to you during your onboarding call this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Awesome. Any other questions for me before I let you guys back to your day and to your new baby?
Do you have any questions? I don't think so.
Okay, super. Well, if you think of any, let me know. And if you think of any other keywords or questions for your tech, just hold on to those and then let them know when you talk this afternoon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you bet. You guys have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.